From Isaiah 51. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, that I might bless him and multiply him. For the Lord comforts Zion. He comforts all her waste places, and makes her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Give attention to me, my people. Give ear to me, my nation. For a law will go out from me, and I will set my justice for a light to the peoples. My righteousness draws near, my salvation has gone out, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands hope for me, and for my arm they wait. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath, for the heavens vanish like smoke, the earth will wear out like a garment, and they who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will never be dismayed. He's a chip off the old block. The expression is a term of endearment for kids who resemble their parents. This could be because they have curly hair like their dad, or maybe they act or talk in a similar manner. And no one can deny that they're related. He's a chip off the old block. When we hear from Isaiah in chapter 51, we hear him say, "Look to the rock from which you were cut, and to the quarry from which you were hewn. Remember where you came from. Remember that you are a chip off the old block, God himself. In turn, God shapes the blocks that we are today and what we will be tomorrow." I took up stone carving while I was working at a natural history museum. I saw some sculptures done by the Northwest Coast indigenous people and fell in love with their art. The lines were so smooth and the images, while vague, were alive. A friend of mine gave me some soapstone to try my hand with. It was amazing. I started carving with a pocket knife and a paper clip. Out of a rough, colorless chunk of rock emerged an image. My first was a whale, because a lot of the indigenous people of the Northwest Coast carved whales and had whale imagery. And then as I progressed, other creations came into being. I was taking chips off the old blocks and new images were being formed, lasting and preserved. Today, right now, we may feel less like chips and more like erosion has worn us down into lumps. So much time has passed and the slow drip of our days wears us down. We've missed so many events. We've passed by so many exciting things that would normally mark our days and our time. Through all of this time that has passed, God is knocking chips off of our blocks. He's sculpting us, shaping us, molding us into the sculpture we are today. And it's not the same as when the year first began, certainly. And it'll be different from tomorrow. Sometimes when I'm carving a piece of rock, I run into a weak spot in the stone. In the case of soapstone, usually it's a vein of a mineral called mica. And the problem with mica is that it flakes and shears. It slips apart. And as somebody who's carving rocks, I won't even call myself a sculptor, I have to work around these weak spots, though occasionally they can't be avoided, and I have ruined whole blocks, whole works, by hitting one of these veins and the stone crumbles. The chips from the old block usually end up being the entire block into chips. So for the metaphor, sin runs through our lives like those veins of mica in the stone. They're weak spots for us. Areas in our lives that can cause huge chips to break off, accidentally or even intentionally. So do you know your weak spots? Do you know your veins of mica that cause shearing and breakage and slippage? Chances are you know them all too well. Satan does too, and he puts pressure on those veins, hoping that we'll break apart and crumble, and sometimes we do. We give in to the temptation and take another drink. We break apart and our anger gets the best of us and we take another swing. Or worse yet, we don't admit that we have weaknesses or that we know how to work around them. Our pride puffs us up, and when that hammer falls, we shatter into pieces. All that's left is a dusty pile of chips off the old block. And yet, there is hope for all of us dusty piles, broken stones, and unfinished sculptures. Isaiah says, "Look to the rock from which you were cut. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, because it's from there that the salvation comes. The master sculptor can put the pieces back together and repair the damage that was done this past year, this past month, this past lifetime. We lay our piles of broken chips at the foot of the cross, and sometimes we might need a wheelbarrow to haul in all of the broken stone and dust from the last year. But once the pile is there, we leave it there, and God in his grace and mercy promises us through the prophet Jeremiah, 'I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more.' He literally wipes the slate clean. The piles of dust are swept away, and the broken chips are repaired. Again in Jeremiah, he says, 'I will build you up again, and you will be rebuilt.'" God uses a very special process for restoration. God uses his chip off the old block himself, Jesus. God sent his son as his own chip off the block. He was sent down to earth, this earth of stone and dust, and became one of us. God says in Isaiah 51, "My salvation is on the way." Jesus came so that all of the broken chips, dusty piles, and cracked sculptures could be restored. His death on the cross fixed the largest gap, the one between us and God. The relationship between the sculptor and the sculpture has been repaired. Now, the Holy Spirit draws us to him so that our chips can be mended. When we confess our sins, receive forgiveness, and come to the communion table, God mends the broken, polishes the rough parts, and sweeps away the dust piles. What a wonderful opportunity for us works in progress. And that's what we are. We are chips off the old block, works in progress. These sculptures aren't finished yet. Paul writes in Philippians 1 that he is confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. On the cross, the connection between sculptor and sculpture was restored. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, our lives become works in progress. God is continuously at work, shaping, chipping, and smoothing us over. There are times when I can pick up a piece of stone and imagine what it will become. I can visualize what the end product might be. Then it's a matter of removing all of the excess junk around the sculpture. It takes time, patience, and careful work, but the end result can be awesome. One day, we too will be finished. We will be a completed, perfect sculpture. God already sees it. Jesus already sees it. The hands of the sculptor work on us, the sculpture, and he won't quit until he's finished. And once he's done, we will last forever. As he says, "My salvation will last forever. My righteousness will never fail."